Well, it's a pleasure being here, live from Mathai Botanical Gardens and presented by the good folks of Destination Ann Arbor. As we continue during this travel and tourism week, really, our WJR annual Paul W. Smith Pure Michigan Tour, and enjoying our Washtenaw County broadcast and saying hi to a gentleman we spent time with before on the air, the executive chef, Joe Van Wagner, who is with Echelon Kitchen and Bar here in Ann Arbor. Nice to see you. We need his mic on. Everything going well?
Everything's going great.
Excellent. Excellent. We're happy to hear that. Congratulations. I think this is since we've spoken. I'm not positive, but I do know that Echelon has been recognized as a James Beard Award semifinalist for Best New Restaurant.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It's got to make you feel good.
It's amazing.
Because there are a lot of good restaurants in Ann Arbor.
There sure are.
There really are. You know what I love about Ann Arbor is it's, and I grew up in Monroe, Michigan, but coming to school in Ann Arbor was like going way far away from home. But even though you were a 40-minute, 45-minute drive away.
It's a very dynamic culinary scene that has had a really historical place in Michigan food.
It really does. And there, as I say, so many great restaurants. And congratulations on the James Beard Award. There's a new Huna Bar. What's the concept and what's the story on that?
So Huna is a tiki bar below Echelon, meant to be kind of like an escape from everyday life, from the cold winters, from the hustle and bustle. It's your own little paradise underneath the streets of Ann Arbor.
Wow, that sounds pretty good. How long has Huna Bar been open?
Huna Bar has only been open a couple months.
So this is a nice find that we're telling people about. They may not know about it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're brand new. I think the word is starting to get out, and it's been a really exciting time for us.
What's the location? Right in the basement, if you will. Wait, we probably don't say basement anymore. I learned this a long time ago. We say lower level.
It's in the basement.
Good for you. God bless you, Joe. So what's the address there? What's the location?
200 South Main Street, and the access, if you will, to it is actually on Washington Street. We're on the corner of Washington and Maine, and there is a big blue flashing arrow pointing to the door.
Well, that's useful. It's for people like me who get lost very easily. But my daughter Sophie, who is a proud graduate of U of M also, and she's now working in New York, which I tried to talk her out of because I was sentenced to New York for 5 years. That's a long story and another story. But she loved Echelon and told me about Echelon Kitchen and Bar in Ann Arbor. Now, new restaurants are adding to the visitor experience in Ann Arbor seemingly all the time.
Yeah, it's really special time right now in Ann Arbor. I think more so than ever from my experience, the food scene in Ann Arbor is so dynamic. There's so much to offer. You can have every type of culinary experience in Ann Arbor, and you're also not paying the big city price for that. You're getting the Midwest hospitality, and you're still getting Michelin and James Beard quality culinary experiences.
You're getting great people, which is very important to the dining experience, with great service.
Absolutely.
The food
is amazing.
We're speaking to the chef, for goodness sakes, the executive chef, Joe Van Wagner, so you know he feels that way and works hard for it. The presentation of the food, the ambiance, it's a great vibe, which Ann Arbor itself has a great vibe.
100%. I mean, I think what we do so well in Ann Arbor now is the intentionality behind the whole experience. We want you to come into our town, into our restaurants, and we want to take great care of you.
Well, and you do, from everything I'm hearing. I want to ask you, as an executive chef, all of us have a way, well, maybe not all of us, but a lot of us have a way that we decide if a restaurant is good. For me, at a hotel restaurant, it's a club sandwich. I always think if they can get the club sandwich right, they can probably do other things. Do you have any feelings like that when you go to a restaurant? Do you test other restaurants as an executive chef?
Sure, absolutely. The most basic one is seasoning. Is the dish salted properly? Does it have the right amount of acid? But one thing for me is if I go to a restaurant and you can cook an over-medium egg, And I know you're pretty good.
Cook an over medium egg so that you still have the runny yolk.
So you still have a runny yolk, but all the white is cooked. And you can't have any brown crispy edges either. That means you were careless with the heat.
Now, this is, you're very specific, but you're an executive chef. I'm an executive eater. I also test the average restaurant with how well they do with a cheeseburger.
That's a great barometer right there. How good is your cheeseburger cookery?
Yeah, because if you say medium rare and it comes well done, you go, I'm glad I didn't order a steak
Right.
because that's a big expensive investment. But if they can get a cheeseburger right, and executive chef Joe Van Wagner, a very important note you said, if they get the salt right, I don't really want to taste salt in my food. I shouldn't, should I?
No, you want to taste the ingredients
Right?
that are thus enhanced by proper seasoning.
I always say when I order something, I don't want any sauce on that, especially if it's a piece of meat or whatever. Put the sauce on the side. I want to taste the quality of the meat, the main dish, not the quality of a sauce that basically is put over the meat or whatever the main dish is to change the flavor.
Those are the words of an experienced eater, of an executive
You
eater.
can look at me and say, Paul is clearly an executive eater. Well, I am, and I love it. Now, you've got rotating seasonal ingredients there at the restaurant at Echelon.
And how could we not? We're in Ann Arbor,
Right?
especially this time of year. We try to change the menu several times a week based on what is available to us by the farm.
Several times a week.
Several times a week, we are going to be starting a new menu initiative, if you will, coming up here soon, where we do a farmers market menu on Wednesdays that'll be
Wow.
completely inspired by what we find in the market that day.
Excellent. House cocktails, curated wines, some pretty unexpected pairings, I bet.
We have the best beverage team from Taylor Arsam and Max, our bar director. And they too really embrace the philosophy of Michigan first and then using ingredients and sources that come from Michigan, which is really exciting.
I got to tell you what I have heard, Joe, and love. And this is going to sound funny, but you know what I'm talking about if you go out to eat a lot, and I do. The people working there, the servers, etc., they know the menu. Doesn't that
Absolutely.
sound ridiculous? But that's how many times have you gone in to buy a new car and you say, "Does this have a gefilte fork?" And they go, "I don't know. I'll have to check." Wait a minute! You're selling this thing. You should know. Same thing with the person in the restaurant.
Absolutely. Every single person that works on the floor knows the entire menu front to back. If they're running food, if they're bussing tables, if chefs are running food to the table, we have to know every single ingredient. We have to be the experts of our own craft. It's what we're selling.
Keep up the good work. As a James Beard Award semifinalist for Best New Restaurant, the executive chef Joe Van Wagner. It's Echelon Kitchen and Bar, of course, right here in Ann Arbor. 200 South Main Street. And they've got that new Huna Bar. And is that the entrance on Washington?
That's correct.
All right. So, and there's a big arrow, so I can't miss
Can't
it.
miss it. We'll see you there, Paul.
All right, we will look forward to that, Executive Chef Joe Van Wagner. And just another great reason to choose Ann Arbor and why we're so pleased to be here, presented by Destination Ann Arbor. We continue in Focus with Paul W. Smith on the road on WJR.